This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta's native son, Donald Glover, has found success. He's an actor, the creator of a hit show named after his hometown of Atlanta, and a rapper under the name Childish Gambino. But his most powerful statement might be "This Is America," a new song that he released over the weekend. But it's the music video that has millions of people talking. It starts off innocently enough with cheerful lyrics and Glover dancing around an African-American guitar player. But a few moments later, Glover pulls out a gun, shooting the man execution style in the back of the head.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America.
This is the first of several visually striking images, including Glover gunning down a choir of jubilant black singers and dancing in the midst of a riot involving police. The song and the symbols within the video have been talked about nonstop over the past few days. Joining us now to give us her take is Jewel Wicker. She is a freelance entertainment reporter based in Atlanta. Welcome back, Jewel.
Hey.
Hey. So your first impressions of This Is America.
Wow. You know, I watched it two times in a row, and then I kind of had to take a step back because, some of the imagery is pretty jarring. And I think that's the point of it, but, you know, it starts off and he's dancing with these children, and it seems to invoke the fact that a lot of videos go viral with these African children dancing and these viral dance movements from people from black people in America. And then he juxtaposes it with the killings. Very sudden of these black people. And I think one of the things that's really powerful about it is if you notice right after he shoots the people, he places the gun very carefully on these red cloths. So it's almost like he's more careful with the guns than he is the lives of these innocent people. And, you know, obviously the choir shooting kind of harkens back to the Charleston shooting. And so I think he's seemingly saying that black bodies are used as entertainment, whether it's the killing of black people or whether it's these viral dance videos, and that we need to kind of pay attention to how quickly we move back and forth between the two and how we use these imagery as entertainment.
I want to play a clip from Donald Glover,
yeah.
A.K.A. Childish Gambino. Here he is talking about the importance of music after winning a Grammy for his song Redbone earlier this year.
Yeah, I think you sometimes forget that music is like, it's the most hypnotizing medium and element. I think people forget how beautiful and how important that is.
So he's talking about how beautiful and important music is, and also I would say the music videos that go with that. Why do you think this song and the video has captivated so many people?
So I think two things. Donald Glover has obviously captivated America right now. He's gotten their attention. And so people are paying attention in a way that maybe they weren't before. You know, I say it's really interesting because I remember, and I write about this in my column for Creative Loafing this week. I remember just 4 years ago, he opened up for Outkast at Last. And I remember being like, he's from Stone Mountain, but he doesn't really represent Atlanta. You know, 4 years ago, I don't think black people or people in Atlanta really looked to Donald Glover to be this example of like blackness or Atlanta life. But he's really created a lane for himself now with Atlanta and with his new music as someone who does speak for those cultures.
Why didn't you think he did before? What was it about him?
I don't think that black audiences were really paying attention to the art that he was creating in a way that they are now. Mm-hmm. You know, he was making music that was rap music, but I think it was really popular to white communities, and he was on shows like Community that were really popular to white communities. And so, you know, with Awaken My Love and with Atlanta, even though some people argue that Atlanta is for white people too, and it is, but you know, he's really talking about the black experience in a way that he necessarily had not before. And so I think he's really started to carve a lane for himself as an artist who can be a voice for black people. And so people are starting to pay attention. And then another thing is he was on SNL that night, right? And so he was hosting and performing, hosting as Donald Glover and performing as Childish Gambino. And so people were already kind of watching him that night because he's had such a spectacular year. And then he's hosting and performing on SNL. And then right after he performs this new song on SNL, he drops the video. So it was the perfect promotion plan, right? And then you watch the video and it's super jarring, and of course people are going to talk about it. And so I think it was just the perfect lineup to get to that moment.
Yeah, and he's going on tour.
Yeah. So, I mean, he can't be having a better year, right? And so I think it's pretty powerful. It's almost like Beyonce when she did Coachella. She said, okay, I got everybody's attention. Let me talk about blackness. You know, I think it's really cool that they're using these moments where they have the eye of America on them to talk about really powerful issues and to talk about black culture.
I want to play this clip from NPR hip-hop writer Rodney Carmichael.
Yeah.
He's talking about Donald Glover's motivation behind the song. Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen.
I think that he feels a sense of responsibility. We're coming off the heels of Kanye West having a couple of very interesting and controversial weeks where we're really kind of grappling with what our entertainers at that level do with the spotlight that they have on them. What kind of message are they projecting out into the world? And I think for Glover, he wants to be putting out the concerns of black folk, of folk who are voiceless in this world.
So before we talk about Glover's ultimate message, I want to ask you about that. Let's talk about Kanye for a moment.
It's so funny that you bring that up because I literally used that exact quote in my column this week from Rodney. I'm a big fan of Rodney. He does great work. And so I talk about that, right? Because I think in light of how Kanye has been acting, people are looking for the new person to kind of take over the role that he once filled. And I think that's great, but I don't think it's fair to put that burden on Donald Glover. You know, I think, I don't know if you read the column, the essay that Ta-Nehisi Coates released earlier this week, but it is amazing. And he just talks about the burden that black artists like Kanye West, like Michael Jackson, like all of these iconic black artists, kind of the role that they have to fill as black artists. They're not just themselves. They're having to fill this role for all of black America. And they're, I mean, it's a huge burden. And so I think while we praise Glover and while we, you know, celebrate the work that he does, I don't think we can put him on a pedestal too high and just make him this perfect person who has to always be perfect and always speak for all of black America, which is impossible to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think when you do that, we do a disservice to our artists and we make it almost impossible for them to live up to these standards. We're setting them up to fail.
Yeah, you think that's what's happened with Kanye and his remarks about slavery being a choice?
Well, yes and no. I think we have certainly put him on a pedestal and set him up to fail, but I do not think we are at fault for Kanye making such ridiculous statements. I don't. I think that Kanye, for several reasons, I think he just is out of touch. And I think he is making he's made several comments that he doesn't read and he's not educated on a lot of the things that he speaks on. And so while I do think we have to be careful about putting our artists on these pedestals that are impossible for them to remain on, I certainly don't think we're at fault for Kanye's frame of mind or his perspective on things.
Yeah. Kanye's going through something. I want to say his mother actually was an educator here.
She was.
In
and his father was a photojournalist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Exactly.
He comes from very smart people. It's really disappointing that he doesn't read and he doesn't stay up to date on what's going on in his community and what's going on culture-wise, because for all intents and purposes, you would expect him to be an artist who did.
Yeah. It seems like there's this real desire for rap and hip hop that's not about glamour, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see a little bit of that actually in This Is America. And it focuses on a deeper message, like we've seen it with Kendrick Lamar's recent albums. Do you think that this success will excite others and inspire others to explore deeper issues in their music?
So I think people are. I think people are just paying attention now. You know, if you look back to Outkast talked about issues about Southern life, about living in Atlanta, about poverty, about things that black people were going through in cities like Atlanta. You look at J. Cole, he just released a new album, K.O.D., that talks about drugs and addiction and depression. There are a lot of art. Even T.I. has become this social activist, right? He's speaking out against Kanye and trying to influence Kanye in a way that I don't think any of us would have expected T.I. to be this voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
No one, right? And so I think a lot of artists are doing it. And I was watching a show called Rapture on Netflix where T.I. was talking about social activism, and he was talking about how he put out an album a few years ago, and I think everybody that was watching it kind of went, did you? I mean, he put out this social activist album that went over everybody's head because it wasn't him talking about the usual things that we know him to talk about, and it doesn't always get the attention that the radio hits get, you know? So I think that these artists have been doing it. I think the difference is now mm-hmm. they're starting to pay more attention. I think we're as a society, drawn to sadness. It's why Adele and all of these artists do so well. But I think that we're in a, I mean, Donald Glover, I talked to him recently about Atlanta, and I asked him kind of why the new season is so dark. And he's like, well, I didn't intend to make it that dark. It's just the space that I was in. We're in a very dark time in America. And I think darkness is kind of encapsulating all that is going on here in our society. And so I think it would be almost inauthentic to create this super happy music when we as a society and as a culture are going through a really dark time. It just wouldn't, it wouldn't make sense. I mean, it's not to say you can't have moments of happiness, and you certainly can put out happy songs. But I almost think people are drawn to the things that are more real. And I think that's what people are going through by and large right now.
All right. Jewel Wicker is a freelance entertainment reporter. She's based in Atlanta. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
This is GPB Atlanta.